Got about 8 minutes left before Exploring Music takes over, and we do have one last interview for this segment of Blue Day on FM 91, and that is an interview with two gentlemen, James Dickerson and David Ross. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going?
Now, I haven't seen you guys since we went to Blue up in Detroit last year, right?
Right.
It's been a minute. Yeah, you remember that? I sat right next to you, James, and you were on the other side, David. Was that your first opera experience, or what's your exposure to opera? That was it, right?
Yeah, that was definitely the first one.
That was my first, too. Yep.
Was that your last one?
No, it wasn't my last, though.
That's the question.
I've been going ever since, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say the same, but
I should mention that David is you're from the Arts Commissioner, but you're also a muralist and
yes.
artist. And James is a you are in the Blue documentary, but you're a photographer, a celebrated photographer here in the city. Mm-hmm. So when we sat together and watched Blue, it was an interesting juxtaposition because obviously we come from two very different backgrounds, right? Mm-hmm. And I was viewing it as, you know, a white guy watching an opera, which I have been involved in opera almost all my life. So I was viewing it from the standpoint of, oh, this is such an interesting, unconventional story to tell in opera. Whereas you were directly from the community that faces these issues every day, the African-American community facing racism, facing police brutality, facing all those things. I know, James, you told a story in the documentary. But we were both taken over by the music and by the theme and by the message of the opera, even coming from different backgrounds. So on a microcosm, it was like we came together a little bit and started to understand each other. Talk a little bit about the personal experience of witnessing Blue for the first time.
I should go first.
you're up.
It was something to see, both as a parent, as a black male, as someone that has, you know, been on the receiving end of police altercation. It was different to see that, and the perspective between the father and the son being a rebel, and the dad being, you know, this, you know, straight laced cop, and both of them being black and their dynamic. I guess how their relationship was explored throughout this opera. It was something to sit there with you guys and really, I guess, absorb the energy, because I feel like we all transition into different moods at the same time, right, based on what we were watching. It was something to me, you know, it was something for me. Even the resolution, which I won't give away spoilers, but... there was just a lot, you know, there was a lot digested in that moment. And
it left you thinking after the fact. David, did you have a similar experience?
For me, it was a lot of connectivity, because being known as a community leader or somewhat of an activist in Toledo, and having my background in dealings with police officers, negative, and also trying to be someone who mediates between community and police officers. Like, at that time, I was doing a couple of initiatives that tried to heal the relationship between police officers and people of color. And it was like, it really hit home for me, because sometimes it's like conflicting to try to work with police and have my opinion and experiences with police. So that was kind of really connecting with me.
Yeah, and doing it through the venue of opera, I mean, you know, when people think of opera, and not just people of color, I mean people from just the world think of opera, they think of, you know, this very old art form with people singing loudly, and it has nothing to do with pop culture and with the culture that a lot of people are immersed in. To see that used as a vehicle for these issues, you know, it had an impact, I think, on all of us. It may be in a slightly different way, but remarkable to see. I mean, were you surprised at how much the opera affected you personally?
Me personally, considering from coming on your show and hearing about one of the operas that you were just explaining to me, the drama of it, and I was like, you know, people love drama. So I was just thinking to myself that I knew that it would be entertaining, But the way they kind of fused the positive message and the message of racism, police brutality, all those things being put together in this opera, and so many different demographics watching opera, was, to me, that was just amazing. I thought, this is it. This is how you do. This is how you connect people. You know,
yeah.
I just felt like that was a bravo to me. So.
Well, it seems to be the future, you know, and not only just presenting the opera, but all the community outreach that's involved, and that you two are involved with as well. I mean, James, is sort of what you do as an activist like David as well with your art. You see it done here on a different scale of art. How is it? How does that gel with you personally?
I thought it was interesting. I've, you know, been on the receiving end of messages from people who specifically follow my work just because they're exposed to a different side of Toledo, and with an opera like this and a message behind it, I thought there was a lot, just like David was just saying, like there's a lot to deliver to an audience that has this depiction of the opera based on movies and, you know, black tuxes and everything else, and this is the presentation of the opera, and then you're coming in there and you see something different. So I appreciated that a lot. Again, you know, being on the receiving end of people who specifically have reached out and said, thank you for showing me this different side of Toledo, because their perception is askew. And they don't think some of the things that I encounter or the people that I see exist. So I think there's a huge opportunity for more content like this opera presented. And it can really enhance a lot of perspectives.
Yeah.
That's my wish for it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. As we head into the future. James Dickerson and David Ross, thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
And
yeah, you
good
too.
To have you back. And thanks for joining us here on FM 91.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.